Pleasure and a privilege to welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith, our mayor and gubernatorial candidate, Mike Duggan. Mr. Mayor, always a pleasure, sir. I hope Dr. Sonia is fine.
All good. Good afternoon, Paul W.
So you made a lot of news now by stepping up and endorsing Detroit City Council President Mary Sheffield. And you said she'll take Detroit's recovery farther, and you're 100% behind her. Did you discuss this with her before you went public with it?
Well, she staged the event, yeah.
So, I mean, you know that this is, to some people, not to me, I love you and think you're going to do a great job as governor, but to some in the world of politics, you're radioactive because of choosing to run as an independent. Was she at all concerned about how people would react in the Democrat Party for her or even against her with your endorsement?
Again, you would have to ask her that question, but she came to me, told me that her experience knocking doors in Detroit is that I'm running upwards of 80% approval, and a lot of Detroiters are very interested to know my feelings. And she asked if I would endorse her, and I agreed, and that's what we did.
Well, good for you, because I didn't know if you were going to throw your hat into supporting anyone, and I think that it's a very good thing that you did. No one would know better than you, frankly, all of these people running and who you thought would be the best one to follow everything you've done and to grow and take the recovery farther, as you put it. So good for you.
No, we have worked together for 12 years. She's been the council president for the last four. She's taken a strong leadership role in all of the progress made in Detroit. And she's continually come in with proposals to extend services to more people in more neighborhoods, to more people facing eviction, to more people looking for affordable housing. And I never had any doubt she was the best candidate. I wanted to wait and see how the campaign played out and see how the various candidates ran their campaigns. I was very impressed with the campaign she ran in the primary and what she came at after and said, I'd like to have your public endorsement. I was glad to agree.
Well, good for you. Now, interestingly enough, she was on the air here at WJR earlier with Kevin Dietz in WJR All Talk. And I wish we had the tape, but he asked her if she was, in terms of turnabout being fair play, if she was going to announce that she was endorsing you as governor. And from what I understand, I don't know if you kids can find that tape real quick, but from what I understand, she basically was noncommittal.
Yeah, and so none of the people who are in the middle of the 25 Detroit race, I have not asked any of them for their endorsements, the council people and the like. I have not talked to Council President Sheffield about the governor's race. This is the city mayoral election. That's all we talk about.
Okay. I have to give you great credit because I give these people great credit, too. Today's Metro section of the Detroit News, education board members support Duggan. Six Democrats endorsing your independent gubernatorial bid. Five current members of the university boards who were nominated for their statewide elected positions by Michigan Democrats endorsed Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan's independent bid for governor Tuesday. And I'm not going to go through the name, but they're all well-known people. And I think this took a lot of courage on their part. I think they did the right thing. But again, in the world of politics around here, it was a big, bold move for people who were supported by Democrats to step up and endorse a guy that some Democrats have attacked merely because he chose to run as an independent, which says everything I need to know about them.
And it was 215 mayors, council people, township board members from across the state, probably half Republican and half Democrat. And it was an act of courage, and they knew they were going to get retaliation. And you're today seeing the Democratic Party chair, Curtis Sertel, punishing all of them, trying to take away voter lists, fundraising lists, endorsements. The Democratic Party of Michigan has made it clear, if you don't toe the line, you'll be punished. We saw that when the bill came up that Governor Whitmer was supporting, that children couldn't use cell phones during instructional time. And the Democratic leadership in Lansing said, we're not going to let a Republican sponsor to get credit. And every Democrat voted against it, even though many of the Democrats were for it. You're seeing a level of authoritarianism in the Michigan Democratic Party I have never seen. And you'll see over the next 24, 48 hours, the chair of the Democratic Party threatening longtime Democrats who didn't leave their party. They just thought this an independent candidate could get the two parties to work together. And I think most people think you ought to be able to express your opinion.
Absolutely. I am very sorry to hear this about Curtis Hertel, knowing that we've had Hertels, family members, on my various shows over the last 30 years. I just hate to see that kind of vindictiveness, but it also indicates why it was such a wise decision on your part, though most unusual and unexpected, to run as an independent.
And a really interesting thing is happening in Lansing right now, Paul W. 3 weeks ago, and when the state missed their July 1st deadline to pass the budget, I proposed that they shouldn't get paid past July 1st. And today, the Michigan House is actually taking up my proposal. It's on the floor right now, that if you don't get your job done past July 1st in the budget, you don't get paid. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens. But I'm already affecting Lansing, and I haven't even gotten there.
More good common sense from Mayor Mike Duggan and gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan. We wish you good luck. We'll talk again soon. Best to Dr. Sonia.
Thanks, Paul.
And is our Michigan team going to do okay?